Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first of 2017, the One Superb Sales Idea Call. I'm Brian Gengler. I'm joined today with my partner, Mr. Mike Steranko. Mike, how are you?
I am fantastic, Brian.
Good to hear. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much. I drove in today. My truck registered negative 12 degrees on the temperature gauge. So we've got some cold weather up here in Minnesota.
Well, it's warmer here. We're going to hit 50-something today, but I'm on a plane to Palm Beach where I think it'll be 78 and sunny.
Well, don't tell anybody, but I'm going to head down to Naples next week. I'm going to try and get out of this cold weather as well.
Okay, well, I'll call you. Maybe we'll meet at Disney World.
You know, Mike, this is hard to believe. This is the fourth year we've done these One Superb Sales Idea calls.
It's unbelievable.
We're starting the fourth year, and I was kind of recapping, you know, as we go through. You know, you always tell our advisors to map out their schedule, to have their plan for the year, and I was going through our plan for the year. You know, we've got over 30 of these calls in our vault, but in 2017 we're going to do 20 full days of coaching. We've got 12 leaders calls that we're putting out. We've got 12 new One Superb Sales Idea calls. We've got the software webinars, all the coaching that we do. 2017 is going to be a busy year for us.
A lot of activity.
Yeah, no, that's incredibly exciting. The other thing that I thought was really cool was, as we closed up last year, and I know you got them as well, but the number of texts and phone calls, the thank you phone calls that I got from our advisors with, you know, my best year ever, you know, never thought I could do this, but my, you know, my life's been changed. I used to do $2 million a year, and now I do $12 million a year. And then over the holiday, I took some time and just thought about, you know, how many advisors, first income, you know, that we've taken to the next level, and they're extremely appreciative, and that made me very, very happy.
Yeah, that's always it warms my heart. I got a similar one from a guy, and he did not reach his goals, but he reached them in one sense. His goal was 8.8 million, and he ended up with 4.4. And he said, but I saw half the number of people that I had anticipated seeing. And if I followed your plan, I would have had 8.8, which I plan to do this year. Now, he took intermittently a month and a half to 3 months off doing some missionary work and things like that, and I get it. But that sort of goes into the momentum play that I'm sure we'll get into here in a minute. But it's very interesting that if you follow a system and you set a goal, it's truly a numbers game. I mean, that's how I did 30 million for, you know, 12 straight years, 30 to 40, plus manage money. I mean, it's not rocket science.
It's, as Gerber said, when we spent those days with them, you know, it's all about the process. It's all about the system. You need to constantly be looking at the system and challenging the system and making sure that you're implementing on the system. Because if you do that, everything takes care of itself.
Right. Well, just like I told this guy, I said, the good news is whatever you can measure, you can improve upon. And you've done the measurement and you saw where you came up short. Now, granted, this is a guy who never did more than a couple million, and to go to 4.4 was a big deal, you know. So anyway,
so I had an interesting call last week, and it was from one of our top guys. Phenomenal year, 18-19 million of annuity business, another 15-17 million of AUM. So very, very happy. You know, a couple of years ago, he was doing, you know, couple million dollars, and I asked him, you know, as you recap the year, what made it go, and, you know, why the big jump in your numbers? And he said he took me back a couple years ago, and he had a couple of good months, and then, as you know, you go take a little bit of a break and you lose that thing we all need so much, which is called momentum. And he said to me that 2016 was a year that he really planned out, he scripted out, and he was going to make sure that he never lost his momentum. He said that he listened to a call we did a year ago on how to make, you know, fourth quarter your best quarter ever, and he said he really wanted to do that. And I said, okay, so did it work for you? He said, you saw the numbers, Brian. It worked extremely, extremely well. I had the best year I've ever had. So I asked him, I said, so going into 2017, are you looking to grow? And he said, actually, I'm looking to double on both sides, the AUM and the annuity side. And I said, what is the key to making that go? And he said, the entire key is going to be to carry the momentum that he had with Q4 of last year, carrying it into the first quarter of 2017. And as we talked through that, he's loaded up. He told me, you know, I could almost hear him smiling on the phone as he said this. He said, my January is loaded with appointments. He said, I'm gonna kill it in January. And it made me think that would be a great topic for our One Superb Sales Idea call, is to how to make January, how to make the first quarter of this year, how to make it your best quarter ever, your best month ever. And I'm hoping that you can share with us a little bit of guidance of what you experienced through your career of how to get a quick start on the year.
So January and February and March are typically phenomenal times of the year for me. So think of like the tail end of December, and people sit around, and what do you do when you sit around at the holiday times? What do you do with family
around
the table?
Talk, right?
You eat, drink, and talk, okay? Which means you get fat, okay? I mean, it just happens. It's pecan pie. I can't say no to it. Oh, it's chocolate pecan pie. I think I'll have two slices. So people overindulge, and then they say, you know what? I'm making a New Year's resolution right now. Everything's going to be different next year. Well, we know how long New Year's resolutions last. Generally, very short. Okay. However, when it comes to money, there is no better time than the first part of the year. No better time, because it's a fresh start, and they should use those words with their prospects. We have a fresh start, Brian. So if you went to see a trainer and the trainer said, and I'm not saying you gained 20 pounds over the holidays, because I'm sure you didn't, maybe 10, but I'm just kidding. But if, let's say you gain 20 pounds, he'd say, Brian, we're going to make a fresh start. Doesn't that make you feel better?
It does make me feel good.
Okay, no pecan pie, but fresh start. We got these smoothies with, they're all green with vegetables, like Jane makes me every morning. So a fresh start. And so there's no better time than the beginning of the year to talk to people about their money. Say, look, what's done is done. Let's make a fresh start from here. Let's make a plan. Let's have a plan in writing, an income plan. Makes sense. You'll never have to look back. Let's get it done. Let's get it done now. Let this be our New Year's resolution. Can we get that? And people will say yes. They'll get all over that. They love that. I've always said, you've heard me say it before, a great first quarter leads to a great year, okay? Now, I just want to give a word of advice on not a great story, but somebody who was a big producer and then got off to a really, really poor start, okay, in the following year. Now, how you go from 18 million down to 1 million in a quarter is a problem. And that person said, well, I'll get it together when I come see you in May or June. And I'm like, I don't know why you would even bother, because May or June will be too late, because you're not going to get momentum back till the third quarter, which means you'll have a great fourth quarter, but you'll be lucky if you write 5 or 6 million this year the way you're doing it. You need to get on a plane immediately. Now, he didn't get on a plane immediately. You know what he ended up writing for the year? About $4 million.
Yeah, exactly what you told him.
$4 million. And, you know, went from 16, 18 million, whatever the heck the number was, down to $4 million. because he had a lousy first quarter. He had a great fourth quarter the one before, record-setting, put $500,000, $600,000 in the bank, and then you know what he did? He ate a lot of pie, and he drank a lot of beer, and he got really fat, okay? And I'm not saying fat figuratively, you know. I'm saying it figuratively, not literally. But and he didn't go see a trainer that said, hey, we're going to make a fresh start. You know, advisors sometimes, they fall into this trap. The trap is I can always get the momentum back. The reason I did 30 plus million every year for 12, 15 years plus managed money is I kept the pedal to the metal 100 miles an hour all the time, even around the curves, okay, which is what you got to do, okay? So, I mean, there's ways that you can plan it so you can take a vacation, just like the guy who did missionary work. I said, well, you can set it up prior to and as soon as you come back. So you always have people to see, you know. But getting back to the topic, which is how we want to make a fresh start. We want to take your position. I want to put you in a great position. So you can go focus on the other stuff. You can go focus on a trainer. If you need a trainer, you can go focus on something else. You can spend more time worrying about anything else other than your money, because right here, right now, today, we're going to make a fresh start, and we're going to have a plan, and our New Year's resolution for getting this all set can be done by February 1st, if not sooner. Do you like that?
I love that.
Well, I do too. Does Sue like that?
She would love that as well. She likes fresh starts.
Well, I'm not going to even comment on that one, but I agree. But yes, yes. And everybody, so just think of it. It's a brand new, it's like going to school when it's a brand new school year. You know, there were times I liked going to school, you know, and I liked the start of a new year. I got a new notebook, and everything's new and bright. It's not all crumpled and old. What they have is crumpled and old, and they're coming into you, the advisor, to get a fresh start. So you can give them new stuff, and it's clean, and it's fresh, and it makes sense, and it's protecting their money. And we're at all-time highs. And although Trump won, I don't look for the stock market to go up indefinitely. We're going to have a pullback. If interest rates start inching up, you know the old saying with that, right? With interest rates and the Fed, they say don't fight the Fed. If the Fed starts raising interest rates, the market will correct. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go up to a point this year and go up 25, 25, 25, 25. But if they did, you can bet your bottom dollar the market would correct at least 20%. Okay, if it went up 2 points, forget about it. Now, I don't think anything can happen that quickly. Even if Trump brings a million jobs back or a billion jobs back or whatever the hell the number is, I don't think they can raise it that. But just that little bit that they raised the other day has really kept the market right around that 20,000. Okay, it's don't look for a lot of movement beyond that in the near term. And what a great time to sell out, right? People that they doubled their money. Why don't we take our winnings off the table? You know, so I was with a guy one time and we're sitting down and it was $2 million, and I said to him, I said, well, can I give you an analogy? And he said, yeah. I said, let's say we're at the we're in a casino, and he said, stop right there, you're about to lose me. And I'm like, did I say something that would offend you? He said, I'm not a gambler. And you bringing up a casino just makes me nervous. I said, okay, so let's say we're at this casino, And I see him getting a little pissed, okay? And I said, and you have $2 million on the roulette wheel. I mean, that's your earnings right there, okay? We can cash out now, or we can take half the chips off because you started with a million and went to 2 million. But you want to keep spinning that wheel. What if it comes up black and you're on red, or vice versa? Or even worse, it's double zero, and they just take your money. So why not take your earnings off the table and let's protect it? And by protecting it, I can set up a pension for you and your wife that guarantees $45,000 a year if we start it now. But if we wait 3 more years, like you say you want to wait, it's like $53,000 a year, guaranteed for both lives, 100% survival. You die, she gets it. She gets the $53,000. She dies, the kids get the balance. Pretty sweet. Brian, don't you think that makes a little more sense than leaving $2 million on the roulette wheel?
It sure does.
And that's what the guy said. He said, I think we should take $1 million off. I said, I agree. He said, I'm sorry I'm giving you a hard time about the casino. I just hate casinos. I said, I know, but you're actively engaged in one of the largest casinos ever. It's just called the stock market. You know,
people don't realize that, do they?
It's an auction market. And have you ever been to the stock exchange?
I haven't.
Okay, I've been on the floor a couple of times. It is so wild. It's changed a little bit over the years with technology, but back in the day, it was really something. It's still a pressure cooker. I mean, people still actively do things with hand gestures, buying 1 million, 2 million, 5 million shares. And it's amazing to watch. And just imagine those people that are buying 5 million shares, okay? They're not buying the few hundred shares that the average investor is buying, right? So does the average investor get the price that guy bought the 5 million shares at?
Of course not.
No, he comes in later. He pays, you know, 25 cents more, 50 cents more a share. It's just, you know, the institutional investors always have the edge. I remember one time when I wanted to set up a company and I needed a seat on the stock exchange or the ability to trade on the stock exchange. And the reason was the trades that I wanted to do were institutional. And they said, oh, you could get it done. You just need some money. I said, how much? And I think the number back then was, it wasn't that high, but it was high for the time. I think it was 10 or 20 million you needed to trade institutionally. And the reason was, this was, again, years ago, there was such a spread between what I could buy it at versus what the general public could buy it at. Now you have companies that trade in nanoseconds, and, you know, you probably don't need that. You just need a really great IT guy. But, you know, so it's an auction market. We're at all-time highs. We have a new president. Some people like him, some don't. I'm neutral in there. I mean, I like that he's going to scale back regulations for our industry and make things good again instead of trying to put us out of business like the previous administration. But you don't know what's going to happen, and there's a lot of uncertainty out there. And, you know, you saw what happened overseas in Turkey with ISIS. And I mean, you got all kinds of crazy things happening. If any of that visits the U.S. soil, it's a totally different ballgame. And I'm not saying that it will, and I hope it doesn't. But there's whenever the market's at all-time highs, we want to make a fresh start. Let's make a fresh start. Let's protect those profits. Let's leave the casino with a profit. How many people leave the casino with a profit?
Very, very few.
Okay, we were just in the Bahamas, took the kids down, the grandkids down, and they have a casino there at the Atlantis, and we're staying at the Cove. Nice place. So we walk over to the casino, and my limit is $50. If I lose $50, I'm out of there. So I cashed in, and they gave me the chips or whatever that you have to go back to the cashier. So I go back to the cashier, and they give me $60, and I started with $100. They're like, "Are you done for the night?" I said, "I lost $40. Yes, I'm done." You know, now that's play money, okay? So, but imagine if I had a $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million. Now, I'm sure there's professional gamblers that I'm just not a professional gambler, you know. But why would you gamble with your life savings when you're at or near retirement, when the markets are at all-time highs? Is it more likely, Brian, for the stock market to hit 30,000 or 15?
15.
Absolutely. It's like 90-10 chance, okay, that it hits 15 before it ever hits 30. But it's probably more like 98%, okay? And remember when we had a pullback, I think it was when the market was at 16 and it pulled back to 14. Pulled back to 14 or 13.5, and the Fed was saying we might have to have some emergency meetings because the market's plummeting. I'm like, plummeting? It went down 2,500 points.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if it really plummets, you know, which could potentially happen, you know. So, you know, when we're in a fresh new year like we are now, what a great opportunity to say, hey, we're going to make a fresh start. We're going to make a New Year's resolution here right now, you and I and Sue, and we're going to put you on a plan so you can retire comfortably no matter what happens in the market. We're still going to keep some money in the market. Don't get me wrong. But we're just not going to leave everything in the market. Does that make sense?
I love that phrasing of reminding people, you know, we're going to take 30%, we're going to take 40%. You still have $600, $800, $1 million outside of this.
Right. I mean, what would a prudent person do? And this is for all the RIAs out there. Brian and Sue, as a registered investment advisor, we had to follow something called the prudent person rule. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
What it is we have to act like a prudent person would act. And a prudent person in your situation with $1.5 million, nearly all of it in the market, and without a pension, and with the thought of retiring in 1 to 3 years, would not leave $1.5 million at risk. They'd probably pull some off the table, somewhere between, I don't know, $500,000 to $800,000. Once we go through the analysis will tell us what you think you need in order to meet your goals. And that would be a prudent move. And that's why we had to follow the prudent person rule. Does that make sense?
That would make sense.
So that's basically it. I mean, it's a great time to meet with people. We're going to make a fresh start. We're going to look at selling out of the market at all-time highs. If you still want some risky positions, we'll keep some risky positions. But you don't have a pension. You know, I was just finishing up an article. There's a new magazine coming out, and the title of the article is "It's All About the Income." And it is. Every retiree or pre-retiree wants to know, how much income am I going to get? And some are still in the false belief that they can live on dividend-paying stocks. What happened to dividend-paying stocks in 2007 and 2008? Do you remember what happened, Brian?
They dropped through the floor.
They dropped through the floor. They lost 30 to 55%. And did the companies keep the dividends?
Absolutely not.
No. Did they reduce them?
Sometimes to zero.
Yes, so they reduced them or slashed them or suspended them. And they said, you know what, this is really bad. And I know you and Sue were counting on 3 to 5% out of this portfolio, but We don't see that in the near future. In fact, all of our stockholders agree that we should suspend dividends indefinitely. And then a year or two later, they start to resurface or they go back up from, let's say they were at 4.5, 5, and they slash them to 2, they get up to 2.5. But again, that leaves you a 2-point spread where you got to dip into principal. If I got to dip into principal when my market, when my account is down 50%, would you almost say that I'm dipping into 4% of the principal?
It becomes awfully expensive in a short period of time.
Yeah, you can run out of money. And so Mr. and Mrs. Prospect, Brian and Sue, with this New Year's resolution that we're doing with this fresh start, I'm going to ensure that you never run out of money, ever. You're going to have Social Security plus the pension we create, and you'll still have some money in the market, and you'll still have an emergency cash position. And, oh, by the way, Brian, also let you play with $100,000, $200,000 in your E-Trade account. Does that sound like a good plan?
I like that plan.
I think we've agreed the New Year's resolution is the right course of action.
I'll tell you, I love the phrasing on the fresh start. I like the we're all in the New Year's resolution type mindset. You know, most of our advisors, we did the One Superb Sales Idea calls on how to make December, November successful, which was reaching out, getting your people in. But we all had clients who still put us off to the beginning of this year. And now, you know, now with the fresh start, the New Year's resolution, it's the perfect time. So very, very powerful. Thank you for that. That's I think those are some good ideas that can be implemented quite quickly. You know, it still comes down to, Mike, is for all of our advisors, every single day, take an immediate action, right? Picking
Absolutely.
Up the phone, booking your calendar, calling your top 20 clients, calling your top 30 clients, calling your top 10 clients, and getting them in. Because, you know, we've got a new administration coming on. We got the market at all-time highs. You know, pensions are going away. We still have all the things that we've had that will make our industry so successful for the next 12, 15, 17 years. But now in addition to it, it's just flipping over to a new year becomes that fresh start.
All they have to do, Brian, is make 10 or 20 calls to existing clients and say, look, we have a fresh start on 2017. You have to come in and let me show you what we have. It's unbelievable. And they will come in. I mean, you know, back in the day when I first started in the insurance business, I did everything on, I have an idea I want to share with you. You're going to love it. And people would say, okay, I'll give you some time. You know, same thing here. We got a fresh start on 2017. You got to come in. You're going to absolutely love it. And then I show them another $300,000 or $500,000 annuity. And they say, is that another annuity? Yep. What's it pay? $28,000 a year, guaranteed for both lives. That looks pretty good. I said, or we could take out, you know, $14,000 a year or $15,000 out of the account, but it could go down to zero. They said, well, what's that other account? I said, that's the stock market. That's the dividend-paying stocks. Because if it goes down, we could actually run out of money. And the 27 or 28 is guaranteed? Yes. Well, we sort of like the 28. Well, that's why we have the paperwork ready, and I think we should go ahead and take advantage of that. And they say, okay, sounds pretty good.
When you say it like that, it makes sense, doesn't it?
It always makes sense. And so that's the other last little thing I'll leave is they're either going to sell you on that their plan makes more sense, or you're going to sell them on that your plan makes more sense. And I can tell you, as a prudent person, as an RIA, there's not an RIA in the world that wouldn't tell somebody, hey, you got way too much risk. Because what happens if the RIA says you get all the money you ever need and then you run out of money? What could you do with that RIA?
Well, I'd probably contact an attorney.
You could contact an attorney. An attorney would say, were you licensed to sell these annuities that had income riders? You were? Well, is there a reason you didn't put like $500,000, $800,000 so he can meet his basic expenses with that plus his Social Security? Or you just wanted to collect that high fee every year? Right?
That wouldn't be a good situation to be in.
And you know, most advisors, or some, are still misinformed, thinking we make more money off annuities than we do off managed money. You make a hell of a lot more off of managed money.
Of course.
Because you get that 1% to 2% a year forever, as long as the client's around. So we getting paid 6 or 7 one time, or even sending it up on a trail, doesn't give you that. So, you know, the prudent person, the thing I'm doing is actually makes our firm less money, but it puts you in a better position. And that's why we do it that way. And that's why we have so many happy clients. And Brian, we think you and Sue will be part of that group.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
So, all right.
You know, again, when I heard the fresh start language, I love that. Taking immediate action and being planful. You know, those are the three things that really come to mind. I want to close with this. First off, Mike, we've got our coaching dates, the quarterly coaching dates for the entire year mapped out. So if you don't have those and you're on the call, give us a call and get those dates. You got to get those on the calendar. The other thing, Mike, and I just got it late last night, is one of our top-rated carriers is doing a Q1 commission bonus.
Oh, I saw that.
A 1.5% increase on all paid business.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it's like the old days. I sent my guys a memo. I got it at whatever, 10 or something that I saw it. I sent it to both of the guys. I said, guys, this sounds like a winner. I mean, top rated carrier. What's that take the comp to? 7.5 or 8? I can't even remember.
I think it's 7.5.
That's
1.5% bonus. Yeah, at just at the base level, because that's an increase in commission company. So, you've got the words, you got the plan, and now you got the carrier behind you who's going to give you a bonus for Q1. So
that's unbelievable.
That is the recipe to have the best quarter, and as a wise man once said, as goes the first quarter, as goes the year, right? So
that's,
if we can come out,
right,
if we can come out with a great Q1, 2017 should be a bang up year. So I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. I know you're busy today, but to add the value and talk about how we get going this year, I think is extremely important. Last thing for the advisors on the call, you got to get our planning document, the best year ever document. I know a lot of you have gone through it, but if you haven't, 888-556-1379. We'll give you the details on the carrier with the 1.5% commission bonus, and we'll take you through the best year planning document. So, Mike, again, thanks for your time. Have a great rest of the day.
Okay, talk to you soon.